views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hi, everyone. This is Audrey Michelle, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we chat with inspiring women, empowering you to love yourself, heal your body and mind, and celebrate life. I have to tell you, I'm so excited for today. I have a new author with us here to talk to you about your relationship with you. Now, Denise is a licensed marriage and sex therapist and has sat behind closed doors with hundreds of couples, so she knows a thing or two about relationships. So we've spent the last couple of weeks talking about healing the emotional body, from defining what the emotional body is, to learning how deep feelers and thinkers can manage their energy, to releasing the emotional baggage we carry. And now today, we are going to dig deep into your relationship with you. So I have to tell you, I met Denise a while ago while writing my own book. We were in a women's group together. And so, at the time, I'm writing my book, and so a lot of my sharing was about my experience with endometriosis. And I bring this up for one reason, because I think it's important. Denise asked me a question that forever shifted my healing. Now, this conversation is a whole nother show, but what I want to talk about is that what you say to other people matters. So Denise literally asked a question out of her own curiosity, but for me, it shifted my healing in a way that I never saw coming, and that is powerful. So if you're intrigued, you can get a hold of a copy of my book at audreymichelle.com/book, because Denise is totally in it. So let's shift gears, because, Denise is a new author. I'm totally excited for her. And like I said, she's a marriage and sex therapist. She's also known as a relationship strategist. So Denise, welcome to the show.
Hi, Audrey. Thank you so much for having me. And thanks for that beautiful introduction.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, well-deserved, because, I absolutely adore what you are up to, and your work is very powerful, and that's absolutely what we want to be talking about today. So first of all, congratulations on your book. Is it like a huge relief that it's like out in the world?
Oh, I don't know that I would say it's a huge relief, but it's nice to have sort of part one done, which is getting it to be an actual thing we can hold in our hands.
Yes. Well, speaking of holding it in your hands, I happen to have an advanced release copy, and I got to read it, and it was a quick read for me. I loved it. Super quick, cover to cover. And you had a wealth of information in this book. I have to say, I was telling my husband, I read a lot. And I read pretty much self-help books exclusively. From self-published to bestsellers. And I think there's so much meat on the bone in this book. Like, I think it's right up there with some bestsellers, just based on the amount of information that you have for us. So I'm so excited to share what you're up to and share with the listeners your tools. So this is going to be fun.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. So this is the first in a series of books, correct? The Connection Strategy series.
That's right. So the first book, the one that you have in your hands, is the first in the series. And it's really born from my experiences just as a human in this world, but also in my clinical experience working behind closed doors. I came to realize, as a marriage and family therapist, as well as a sex therapist, couples come to me, they plop down on my couch, and they want to get moving on the relationship. And what I've learned over time, like I said, personally and professionally, it's not until we have a better relationship with ourselves that really we can move forward in any other way. So that's why this is the first book. The second book will be about relationships with another person. And then the third book will be about female sexuality and intimacy. But right now, I'm just going to kind of settle into book one for a while, you know?
Right. Yes. Let that calm down. I'm totally with you on that one. I think there's a second book percolating, but it's right now like post-it notes on my wall because it's a hefty process.
It is.
It's a big commitment. So yes, congratulations to you for like completing that writing process. It's I think you and I were talking like it's not this romanticized process. It's actually like a grind.
Yes. There was nothing romantic about the process for me. Nothing.
Here either. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's dig in. There are three parts of this book that we wanted to talk about today that I think are like the core and the key. And for you, I loved the way you put this. This was chapter four. You talked about an emotional decoder ring. And so talk to us about why decoding our emotions is where you begin with your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that we live in a culture that provides us a ton of information about lots of other things. But we don't, by our culture standards, get a lot of support in harnessing the relationship we have with ourselves. So I think when we can use a decoder ring, so to speak, to just get to know ourselves better, specifically around our emotional experiences, I think that we have three gifts in that. I think that being able to decode our emotions can be very grounding. So we all know the example of going to the doctor and not quite knowing what's wrong and just having a word for what's wrong, maybe, or what's going on with our body makes us feel better. And that's how I think about using the emotion word list that I talk about in chapter four. I think it can be very grounding just to have a word or a few words to label what it is we're experiencing. And I think we have, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing. I think it's great, right? Because so many of us are just like, oh, how do you feel? Fine.
Right.
So then you start to give us this vocabulary of like, okay, what is there within fine or angry, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you can even answer that you're fine with a little bit of a fight to your answer, right? And that certainly is telling to the people around you. But it can be a very distancing and disconnecting experience when we can't articulate to ourselves or others what the actual label is. And from there, I think we can get unstuck when we have the accurate words. And from there, even better, we can start formulating patterns and recognizing patterns in how we feel around certain people, certain places, certain things. And that, again, is both grounding and will get us unstuck. So pattern, I think, is the key. So we're operating in them all the time. I just don't think that we're that aware of our own patterns.
Yeah. And we tend to have, you know, patterns, right? Like we get stressed, we use a certain word, and we, it just keeps coming back like a merry-go-round, right? Mm-hmm. Like I feel this way, I use this emotion and this pattern and this way of numbing, which we're going to talk about later. And I think for my work, and I think you would probably agree that breaking that pattern and starting with words, being able to label what we're feeling and communicate what we're feeling is totally step one, you know, in recognizing and then being able to describe it. So you say something in the book that I absolutely adored. Like I'm a huge underliner and I have levels of my underlining. So really? First it's an underline and then it's a circle and then you get like an arrow. So this got an arrow. So this was like one of my faves. So you said that we need to understand our own emotions and needs prior to expecting someone else to do the same. That was just like, right? Like you know that, but you putting it on the page, I was just like, mind blown, arrow. So how do we do this?
Got an arrow. I'm impressed.
You got
I'm
an arrow.
Happy.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, so I think without knowing what we need, I think without knowing what we need and how to meet that for ourselves, we tend to be walking around as very disconnected, sometimes unhappy folks. And we're sort of feeling like we're on this island by ourselves. Like we feel this way, we have a need, and no one's meeting them. But I think that it's our own responsibility. And I like to dissect the word responsibility and think about it as, how am I able to respond? If we are not able to respond, then we can certainly not give people, either in our workplace or home, in our community, sort of the blueprint or the instructions in how to relate with us best. So I think without having an observer self and expanding our vocabulary about how we feel and what we need, we are in the dark, but so is everyone else around us when it comes to us.
It does. And I feel like, you know, relationships are a mirror to our own self, to our own needs and our own healing. One of the examples I like to use a lot is if you're saying out loud, for example, nobody listens to me, my first question is usually like, well, are you listening to yourself? And so I think that's what you're saying here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really just another form of that. Absolutely.
Okay, so talk to us about the two types of emotions that you've identified.
So in the book, I talk about primary emotions and secondary emotions. And I use the example with my clients in the book of thinking about emotions, these two types, as parts of a tree. And I learned this way back when I was learning to do what I do. So primary emotions are, if we think about them as the roots of the tree, they are underground. They're very powerful. Without them, there is no tree. And it's these powerful primary emotions that tend to draw people toward us, and they're very connecting. The trick is, like the roots of a tree, we often keep these emotions buried a little bit. And they're hard for others to see and feel. Secondary emotions are sort of inspired by primary emotions, and they're the leaves of the tree or the branches. So they're the things that we can see or hear from other people or feel from other people very readily. It can be demonstrated through body language, a slammed door, those sorts of things. And they tend to be more disconnected. They're surfacey.
Gotcha. I love this. So we are going to talk more about this, but we do have to take a quick break. And we are taking questions for our listeners. If you're interested in getting your questions answered from Denise, you can call in at 800-930-2819. Of course, I'm Audrey Michelle, and you are listening to Rewired Life Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back with Denise and Offrey in a bit.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi there, we are back. This is Audrey Michelle, and you are listening to Rewired Life Radio with today's guest, new author Denise Onofre, who is talking with us about strengthening your relationship with you. So before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to learn more about Denise and how to get a hold of her book. So Denise, tell us, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Oh, thank you. My website, so www.deniseonofre.com. Fourth, Onofre can be a little complicated to spell. You can also go to www.myrelationshipstrategist.com. And from there, starting June 28th, you will find a link to my book on Amazon. The 28th of June, the week from today, is the big kickoff on Amazon. So folks, you can mark your calendars now for June 28th and get the book that day with everyone else.
Yes. And of course, I will be reminding everybody since it's Wednesday, I will do a shout out at the beginning of the show so y'all don't forget. You got to get a hold of Denise's book because it really is. I have really enjoyed it. So, okay. Continuing our discussion, we want to deepen this relationship with ourselves. So, we've identified what we're feeling, and we want to broaden our verbiage around our emotions. And then the next step is to understand how we avoid our emotions. I love this section. This is so huge. I love talking about this, numbing out and avoiding our emotions. So Denise, what term do you use for these numbing activities?
So I call them ings because they're behaviors, they're actions. So
yes, ing.
Ing. So it's inging. It's kind of an awkward thing to try to explain at first.
But it makes total sense.
Huh? Yeah. We're inging all the time. And I find that when we can just put some coachable, some easy language to it, like inging, it kind of takes the sting out of the ing. That we're all doing it. It's just a matter of using your observer self to see what it is you're doing and why.
Mm-hmm. So, using ings, they hurt our relationship with ourselves. And why is that?
Well, ings tend to just distract us. They help us tune out really anything out of moderation that doesn't align with our values. So for one person, shopping may just be a function of being an adult and getting food in the house. Well, for someone else, their shopping may distract them, help them tune out from what's really going on with them. And it could be outside of moderation that is healthy for them. So overspending, over Facebooking, too much TV, drinking, drugging, eating, exercising, cleaning, you name it. There are so many ways that humans can engage in an ing.
Yeah.
When we're doing that, we're cut off, you know, we're not really experiencing what's going on in us and around us.
Right. We're covering up for something else.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two, like you just gave us a big long list and love all of those. And you had two on your list that I was like, oh, these don't tend to be, you know, in the like top 10, but I think they are super important. One is judging and the other one is perfecting. Talk to us about these two.
Okay. So judging as an aim gives us two things. We can focus on something other than ourselves. So if I'm judging my neighbor for something, I don't have to focus on myself. And also, when I'm judging others, it gives me a quick and easy way to elevate myself. And it can become a drug of choice, so to speak, because when we have an instant way to elevate how we feel about ourselves in a not healthy way, it's very gratifying. So I can be externally focused and look out at the horizon to someone else that I can judge for anything, how they spend their money. I can just judge them for that and feel much better about myself and how I spend money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instantly elevating. It's not sustaining. And I think we can get in a really ugly habit of judging other people so that we're not paying attention to what's going on inside and around us.
Yeah. And I think it can easily sneak up on us, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I have a big window in my office and looking outside, like my neighbor just walked by and one of the thoughts that could have gone through my mind is like, what is she wearing? You know? Mm-hmm. And we kind of pass that off as like not a big deal, but it kind of is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I often think just because you have an opinion doesn't mean it makes it your business. And I think that if we just took care of our own business, we would be much more connected and I think that we would have more flow and ease in our lives.
Yeah. And so anyway, I'm just now thinking about my neighbor because I know her husband used to work from home and now he does not. And so I know she comes home for work a lot or comes home from work to walk the dogs. And like I could shift, you know, instead of looking out the window and being like, what is she wearing? Which is not what I thought, but it could have been. Mm-hmm. You could think like, you know what? I could offer to walk her dogs. I work from home and I walk my own dog. Like I could take three dogs mm-hmm. for a walk. You know what I mean? Like that is an easy shift out of that judging habit.
Mm-hmm. And wouldn't that, as corny as it sounds, doesn't that make you feel a lot better about yourself than wondering what the heck she's wearing?
Yeah.
It just makes you feel better about you.
Yeah.
And that's who you really are. I know you.
Yeah.
And I know that that's more you than wondering what someone's wearing.
Yeah. Or, you know, more so to be like, where did she get that? Like, those yoga pants look comfy. That would be me.
Mm-hmm.
More yoga pants in my life. Okay, so the other one, first was judging that I was like, ooh. And second was perfecting.
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing showing up for your clients with perfecting?
Oh my gosh, it's everywhere about everything all the time. And I would say majority of people aren't using the word perfecting or perfectionism, but that's what's going on. Really what I hear people saying is, I can get this, whatever this is for them, if I can get this perfect, then I'll have proof that I'm good enough. I don't see and feel a lot of people just walking around knowing that they're good enough, and they certainly are. So they add this thing between them and other things, between them and really feeling that they're good enough.
Yeah.
In hopes that they can just have the proof.
The proof
doesn't really improve our relationship with ourselves.
Yeah. And I can just, like, this morning having a business conversation, one woman in the conversation was just like, well, before I, like, really get myself out there, I'm going to take another class because I really need to, like, hone in these skills. And I feel like maybe we can add learning to the list, too, of ings. Let me see if it's in there. Learning. Yeah, but it's like I need another class before I can really do the thing. But I think that's kind of a way of perfecting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because she doesn't already feel good enough, and I just find that just about everybody is. I'm not sure I've ever met someone that needs so many more ings just to prove, you know, just or perfecting just to prove that they're good enough.
Yeah,
they are just as is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. There was one more that I think proving probably fits in this spot too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have a really good friend that just disclosed to me that she's decided to stop drinking. And she doesn't know that that Ing was as devastating to her life as it can be for some folks. But it was the proving the next day after maybe drinking too much that was really the drain. So she had to overcompensate for her guilt around the amount she was drinking by proving that she could still work 14-hour days. She could still get to the gym at 5:30 just to prove that she can keep her Ing. So there, between the drinking and the proving together, it was a heck of an Ing that she had created.
Yeah, exhausting Ing. Yeah. So this is perfect because last week we totally talked about how our mind takes these negative, unfun experiences and says, oh man, like that really sucks. I do not want to experience that again. This was unsafe. I'll do anything to not have to feel this way again. And over the years, these Ings and patterns are what we use to protect ourselves. So before we go to break here, I want to remind everybody that Denise's book, Your Relationship with You, is available on Amazon starting next week, June 28th. And I will, of course, remind you next Wednesday, but you're going to want to get a hold of this. Like I said, it has been, she's got some wonderful exercises in here. I'm just looking at her chapter on Ings and how to identify your Ing. It's so powerful. So, okay, like I said, we need to take a break. I'm Audrey Michelle, and you are listening to Rewired Life Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. If you go to audreymichelle.com, there is all kinds of information about my book, coaching, free content, and ways you can find out about the topics for upcoming Rewired Life Radio shows. So again, we will be back with Denise, and we are going to discuss how your gut has something to say. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today my guest is author and relationship strategist, Denise Sanofre, who is talking with us about healing the emotional body by strengthening our inner relationship. Again, you can learn more about Denise and her work by going to Denise, and her last name is spelled O-N-O-F-R-E-Y, and if you go to her website, you can download her emotional word list, which we were talking about in the first segment. So you're definitely going to want to get a hold of that. So as you all know, I love talking about intuition, acting on intuition, leading from intuition. And now we get to hear Denise's version and her strategies for quieting the noise and turning up the volume on your gut. So Denise, what you have four strategies for listening to what our gut has to say, but I want to talk about the first one, which is getting quiet. What tips and tools do you have to share with us?
Well, I think a synonym for getting quiet is when I suggest to my clients that maybe they should add meditation to their lives, and they kind of sometimes glaze over or tune out, and they don't want to learn to meditate, and that's fine. I think it can be a very positive thing. I think it can be overwhelming to take on something that sounds so important and is so important. But I really encourage my clients to start with just having 1 minute of being quiet and calm, literally setting a timer. I like very type A personality, overachieving, fast-moving folks in my practice. So if they can just start with that 1 minute of calm and checking in with their five senses, then I would joke, then you'll get a gold star from me. You don't have to take on a huge meditation practice right now. You don't have to take on anything. Because it can become inging, actually. But just 1 minute, setting a timer. I think either closing your eyes or staring at something that's natural, like a tree or the sky, or your own hands, as opposed to a phone or what have you.
Yeah, I like the sky. That's a fun one. Watching the clouds just for a minute, just reconnecting to nature is really nice. Yeah, I know when starting my own meditation practice, and I do have a hefty meditation practice, like the scary, overwhelming one that's 20 minutes twice a day. I know when I started, I did not start with transcendental meditation. I started with, like you're saying, just breathing and getting quiet for just a little bit. And then this was years ago, like right when Oprah and Deepak were doing their free meditation series, which is really fun because you just like put the earbuds in and you have Deepak talking to you, which is just so soothing.
And Oprah, it's like a dream come true. It feels like she's just talking right to me.
Yeah. So those worked really well for me. And I just... What happened is I just kept craving more. Like I just kept feeling like I am supposed to be doing this and there's more. And so anyways, that's where I started with transcendental meditation. But yeah, it does not have to be like a big hefty 40 minutes out of your day sort of thing to get the benefits, right? It's just literally reconnecting with nature and looking at the clouds or your hands or, you know, all those things that you suggested, I think are so powerful. So then the second step that you suggest is discernment. And this one so happens to be my favorite. You say in your book that learning what is truly a problem to solve versus simply your brain picking up a problem to chew on is your second strategy. So I want to talk about this because this one got an arrow because I was like, oh yeah, that's delicious.
Yeah, discernment evolved slowly over time for me, and then I finally had a word for it. I think it was, 2015 into 2016. I don't know if you do this, Audrey, but choose a word for your year at the change of the calendar. And it took me a little while to figure out what I need the word to be, but discernment came to me in 2016. And then a very wise, loving friend, and I were having a wonderful conversation on a hike, and she said, well, picking up problems is just like picking up a Rubik's Cube. You don't have to solve it if you don't want to. You can leave it right where it is. And I began chewing on that with clients and for myself and really figuring out that I can worry about things. I can look into the future and see all the things that can go wrong, or I can just put down the problem. So sometimes the strategy is as simple as envisioning that in your hands you have a Rubik's Cube, you have a problem to solve. Do you want to put time and energy into it? Is it really even solvable? Because I know any problem that I think about that's coming up in the future is certainly not solvable in this moment. I think it's important to look at that problem in your hands and ask if you already have a wise solution. You just seem to be using the rumination as an aim. So
you're
ruminating about problems.
Yeah. So how are you telling the difference for yourself between a real problem and, you know, our brain just like chewing on something because that's what it likes to do?
Well, as my most ideal self operating optimally.
Yes.
I would say, which, you know, she's hard to come by these days, but I would say, optimal Denise can look at a problem and realize it has nothing to do with the present moment. So it's not solvable and I can put it down.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Really, that's totally what I was looking for, right? The present moment, like being here, being now, and just letting everything else like fall away. And I forget who said this, but just like not letting other people's emergency be your emergency,
you know? Mm-hmm.
Just in, what's in coming. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in holding that problem in your hand, am I creating an emergency with this problem in my hand, or can I just put it down? Because life is so much better without emergencies.
Yeah. And then I feel like, too, like standing up for yourself.
Ooh, how so?
I'm just thinking of, again, talking to a friend recently, her, seems to be like neighbors and dogs with me today. Her neighbors wanted her to watch their dogs for like 10 days while they went to Spain. I'm like, that's like a big ask, you know, for one person. And she was just like trying ever so nicely to say no to this person. And it was just not coming through. And so like somebody else's emergency was now becoming her emergency. And she's trying to work through how to take care of these dogs for 10 days. And I'm just like, you know, honey, you can say no, right? And then that can be the end of it. Or you can be like, these are the days that work for me. Mm-hmm. But I was like, 10 days is a lot. That's a lot to ask.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think about everything in terms of sitting at a relationship table. So it's even just the potential dog sitter and the dog owner sitting at a relationship table. Right now, it's not going so well.
Yeah,
needs to be on the table. Compromise or a no, some boundaries. Maybe some.
Yeah, I definitely saw boundaries. Words. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To just be able to say no and stand in your power in that space. And I know where she was coming from, that she just wanted to be the nice neighbor. Like that is what she is, you know, and that's totally her ing is yes-ing. Is that an ing?
Sure. They all are.
They all are. Yes to all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes to all the ings. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, she's trying to maintain her role in the neighborhood, right? And keep that relationship of being the nice one.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like your example. Was it Celeste in the book? That was kind of her thing, was saying yes to everybody and then she turned to shopping at night and then overspending. And so you had a beautiful example and then walked us through how you guys solved her shopping problem and yesing problem.
Absolutely.
Which I thought
I would say since the Denver release, since the local release here of my book, I would say Celeste gets brought up to me by women more than any other part of this book.
So, really?
Yeah, inging for the women, at least in the circles that have my book, Celeste is really someone that my tribe is identifying with.
Yeah. Well, I think her example of, I think, is it gymnastics? Like, she's got a daughter in gymnastics, and then, but just like literally just like saying yes to it, from what I could tell, saying yes to pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody asked her to do something, she'd be like, yeah, sure. And then was just completely exhausted. But her identity was wrapped up in her ability to have it all together, I think is how you put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's the classic, how does she do it all kind of woman.
Yeah.
And it, you know, behind closed doors, that's when the truth comes out. And she was really, a person like Celeste has a lot of stories going on privately that are painful and lonely. And, I think she's the one in the book too that says she's on a constant conveyor belt of doing stuff for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us can identify with some part of her for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so we need to take a break here, but first I want to talk about another thing you have going on besides your book is a virtual book club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So folks can read more about my program, The Connection Strategy for You, that coincides with working in and on the book. But the virtual book club is the first level of that program. It is a 2-phone-call book club that takes place within 1 month. So July is already full. Unfortunately, the virtual book club has been very popular, but people can go to my website and just let me know that you're interested. Shoot me an email. Let me know you're interested in getting on the list for September. It's $197. It's casual. You read the first half of the book for meeting one, the second half for meeting two. And we just talk about it and dive deeper and celebrate how we are improving the relationship we have with ourselves or finding out more on how to do that better.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely suggest getting on your wait list. Definitely email Denise and get on her wait list. Because it's not a big book. It's hefty, but it's not a big read. Like, I read it on the airplane to and from, we went to the US Open this weekend, and I bust through it in that amount of time and did the questions and the kind of workshop-y stuff that you had suggested. And so I thought it was definitely something that you can chew on quite quickly. So anyway, I think that's awesome. So, okay, like I said, we do have to take a break here. I want to remind you, if you've missed any previous episodes, you can definitely listen to the replay or get the download by simply going to rewiredliferadio.com. Okay, we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hi there. We are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we have Denise and Offrey here talking about healing the emotional body and creating a relationship with you. Before we went to break, Denise and I were chatting about how your gut can lead you in the right direction and how we want to discuss how a few tips can help you stay focused on this new relationship with you. So first of all, I want to thank you, Denise, for being with us today. Like I've been saying, I very much enjoyed your book. And I think I said this before, my husband, I was telling him I got so much out of it that even more so than a few New York Best Time Sellers that I've read recently. So congratulations to you. I wish you the most success out of not only this book, but all three books in your series. So, So just a reminder to everyone, her book, Your Relationship with You, is officially released on Amazon next Wednesday, the 28th. So definitely, definitely highly recommended. Go get yourself a copy. Okay, so we've reached the fourth segment of the show. And of course, this is where I like to ask all of my guests the same question, because I think it is so important. I like to know, how are you showing up with intention in your life?
I would say in this, I've entered a new chapter in my life, I would say in like less 9 months to a year. And I had kind of a harsh waking up, and I realized if I'm going to accomplish what I want to accomplish, I have to be intentional. So I learned the phrase, just the open-ended question to say to myself, if I'm going to accomplish what I would need to accomplish, what do I need? And accomplish can be anything. So being a little type A myself, my mind instantly goes to work. But if I want to accomplish what I want to accomplish, looking at it globally, like in my life, when I'm a gray-haired old lady looking back at my life, what do I want this day, this week, this month, and this year to be, which sounds kind of daunting, but I sometimes need to break it down. Even what do I want the next 15 minutes to be? And so it's how I've learned, I would say, to take care of myself much better. And it can be as basic as I'm going to need more sleep tonight, or I am going to put together the healthiest lunch that I can put together so that I can accomplish what I need to accomplish in this day. So it's strategic. It's looking at it annually, monthly, weekly, daily, and it sometimes just down to every 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I like that. And I think you mentioned in the last segment, you have a word for every year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind sharing what your word is for this year?
I don't mind sharing what my word is for this year at all, except it's completely ironic that we have now completed one half, the first half of this year, and it hasn't quite shown up yet, to be honest with you. So I think what I'm realizing in the second half of the year, I am going to have to take some more control and more intention. So my word for the year has been pace, P-A-C-E, and the intention, maybe I needed to be more specific. I wanted things to slow down a little bit, and I wanted to be able to relish a little bit more, and I would say it's been completely opposite of a slowed relish in change. It feels very fast forward these days, so it's kind of nice that I'm saying it to the world, so to speak, because now I'm going to have to really get honest with myself about what's not happening, giving me the pace.
I can see why you made that the word for the year. Like, writing a book is not slow paced whatsoever. It's like lists and deadlines and you know, moving parts, and it's a crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so is after it's published, by the time you've done like launch parties and readings and you know, if you do a book tour or whatever and radio shows and the whole, like, you know, push, the PR push around it. It's intense.
That's right. So maybe my word for next year will be slow pace. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. So how has your ability to set intentions for yourself, how has this changed your life?
I think it's created a lot of balance. So I have both the rituals around being intentional. I have it be a part of every morning. Like, once I get through kind of that sleepy phase and once my blood gets pumping, I think about if I'm going to accomplish what I need to accomplish today, what do I need? And it's made my life so much more organized in a way. I don't think that's exactly the right word, but it helps me stay in my lane. It helps me discern. It helps me know what to say yes and no to. It really utilizes my time and my energy and the resources that I have to give others. It makes them much more managed. Without sounding like an ing, but it just feels a little bit more contained and a little bit more on my terms than on sort of this kind of loose boundary or loose lane around just getting through tasks and getting through.
Yeah. I think that makes total sense. Like, what's coming to mind is I had Mandy Strait on the show a few weeks ago, and she's an interior designer, and it was having like a word or intention for your space. Is what I keep going back to. Like, we built a cabin a couple years ago, and just having an intention for how I wanted that space to feel, and holding that, like, every decision you have to make, like, right, building a house, a big deal. But building a life, building your day is the same way. Like, when you're making decisions, you have that pace to come back to, or that, you know, right now it's probably book, right? Like, what do I need to do for this book launch right now to be able to?
That's the word of the year.
Yeah, book. I like it. Oh my gosh, dear. Well, I am so darn excited for you. And I can't believe our hour is like coming to a close. This has been so very much fun. So please tell us one more time, how can people get a hold of you? How can we get your book? The whole spiel.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to my website, DeniseOnofrey.com. It's OnofrEy.com. You can drop me a line from my website. You can also download the emotions word list that you'll read about in chapter 4, as well as the needs list. So our emotions inform our needs, and those two lists will make doing that much easier. And you can grab my book on June 28th on Amazon. You can just search for your relationship with you. You can search Denise Onofrey. You'll find it there on June 28th.
Awesome. I'm so excited for you. Thank you for being with us. So as I discuss Each week, Rewiring Your Life is about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, one moment at a time, which is totally what Denise and I have been talking about. And so with the new nervous system, you'll be a new person looking at the world with new glasses. So if you're ready to look at your life differently, to heal wounds, and to shift your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways to work together, from online classes to one-on-one coaching. You can definitely learn more by going to my website at audreymichelle.com. Okay, so I want to thank my guest, Denise, today for sharing with us her insights on how important it is to strengthen your relationship with yourself. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Of course, you can join us every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or by going to transformationradio.fm. Next week on Rewired Life Radio, I will have my dear friend and women's advocate, Lois Shannon, sharing with us about how separating from ourself causes pain and rejoining to our true self is the definition of healing. I'm so excited. So you guys have a great week and tune in next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHEL.com.